The autumn trip east. On Wednesday, August 17, she left by train with her husband for a three-month tour through the eastern states. Her diary carries day-by-day accounts of conferences and meetings held, of old friends met, of comforting the bereaved, of preaching to large audiences, and, where presented, of the adoption of systematic benevolence. They were back home Monday, November 21. Ellen White's diary entry written Sunday, November 20, at Monterey, Michigan, was her last for 1859. She was home again, and there was no time for the diary. James White summarized the Eastern trip this way. The first 10 weeks of our journey, till Brother Loughborough joined us, we traveled 2,000 miles, preached 50 times, and transacted business, from the sale of a penny tract up to a much larger sum, to the amount of $1,000. We returned with better health and courage to labor in the cause of truth than we had had for the past 10 years. Ibid, December 8, 1859. The E.G. White diaries and diary journals yield valuable biographical, family, and denominational information. And the letters that were called back to aid Ellen White in telling her life story have provided an important part of the file of the early Ellen G. White communications.